name or...
Okay, well, you know...
I don't mind. I'll tell you. I will.
Can I ask you how old you were, Donald?
Coming up 55.
Okay.
1949.
Yeah. Okay. So basically, why, do you remember, were you in the force long? Were you
no, I was only about, I suppose, 2 to 3 years.
Okay.
And mostly all single people
okay.
were drafted up that time.
Okay.
Because of, I suppose, it costs
less,
costs less to send single fellas more than married people. So I was stationed in Waterford. And... I think it was a month or 2 months at the time, I'm not sure. But I remember any people were dodging Christmas and the young people were drafted in for that, so I was sent up over the Christmas period.
Okay.
And I think I spent 2 months there.
Do you remember where you were sent to?
From Waterford City to Kiltyclacher.
Kiltyclacher.
County Leitrim, yeah.
Okay.
Was there didn't actual, know about it, but...
Yeah. Was there an actual border post there, or was it just like...
Oh no, it was just an ordinary Garda station in a little village
okay.
of about, I suppose, 100 or 200 people, you know.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how many were stationed there at that time, they were all like myself.
Mm-hmm.
There was probably 2 local guards and a sergeant.
Right.
And I was, I suppose, one of about 10, I suppose, who came up from the Waterford Kilkenny Division,
okay.
filled different... stations and okay. that was one of the stations that I
took. Okay. And you just mentioned something there which I think was interesting, the idea of not knowing where the border was. Can you say something about that?
No, when you arrived, you might think look, that someone would say, look, I'll drive you down out to, this is actually the line.
Or, yes, yeah.
No, I never saw the line or I never was shown the line. I was told it was down there, just down by the bridge down there, but we never went down and, you know, that was to me a little, I suppose, I thought if I was in charge of that's the first thing I would do with some place.
Establish the boundary kind of.
Yeah, this is our area. And, but that was it.
Yeah.
And you did the ordinary weekend nights and the ordinary earlies and that. And we spent Christmas, over Christmas. I'd say I was one of the only pioneers there.
Oh, you were a pioneer, right, okay.
At the time.
Okay.
And I remember Christmas Day, I was the only fellow working.
Really, yeah.
Well, they were all working, but I was the only
one. I know,
yeah. So I can recall that and... We had absolutely the most fantastic lodgings I ever had in my life. Hot and cold water in the room.
Okay.
Back in 1971 or 2.
Oh, that was fairly progressive, right?
Unbelievable, unbelievable.
Yeah.
The nurse, what was her name? She was an old midwife nurse.
Okay.
And she had one daughter and they were all winking at her. But, she was a lovely lady.
Yeah.
Well, fantastic.
I mean,
I'd say she made no money out of us.
Is that right? We were very well fed.
So. Yeah.
Is that right?
Oh, supreme, yeah.
And so Christmas Day, so she was sharing her Christmas.
Oh, yeah, it would be her full regalia. And she was, I tell you now, the food there was no better than home, if you know what I mean.
Right, And tell me what sort of, just about the duty, would you have been doing stopping cars or what sort of, what duties would you have had?
You'd be given, I suppose, certain vehicles to watch out for or certain people to, if you did come across them, to log down to them.
Okay.
And to drive such roads, to drive, we'd say, the main roads, but not necessarily down to the actual border, which may not, you know, these were, see, a lot of the roads, the road coming into Kiltyclacher now especially, was one of these roads that was blocked off.
Okay.
So there wasn't much good in driving down there per se,
because
there was all these concrete prisms or
piles in the middle
of the road.
Yeah.
But other than that, we didn't get any specific. You know, we were there as, I'd say to me, looking back at it now, you were there as a token, as a presence, more than, sure we had nothing.
There wasn't any grand plan or any master plan?
I wasn't talking, yeah.
Yeah, but I think as well, like, What was that like for you, you would say, for yourself now as a young guard, kind of, you know, that, or would you have said, well, you know, I would, you wouldn't have been privy to the information, or, you know, was it, how did you feel about that, I suppose?
Sure, I didn't question it, really. Yeah. I didn't question it, really. Sure, I mean, I was only a raw recruit, really, at the time.
Yeah.
I mean, I was only joined the guards in March '69.
Mm-hmm.
This is 71 or two.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, you were doing it, you know.
Yeah.
You were only beginning to get to know people more than...
Yeah.
You were still... And I was still only 22 years of age.
Yeah. And I suppose as well... Society at the time, you didn't question.
Not really. Oh, no, no.
There was another.
Oh, dear, no, not really. No.
Yeah.
There was another instance. I just recall it. There was a reformatory school over in Galway.
Yes, it is.
I think we know in a minute. But on Bloody Sunday, we were sent there because they were expecting refugees.
Okay.
The Sunday after Bloody Sunday.
Okay.
But, and it was over in, it was one of these the priests' houses where they were training priests, and I think of it in a minute. But I remember spending the full day over there,
mm-hmm.
just patrolling around, walking around, and I met another fella. And actually, if we go back far enough, he came from Durrus.
Oh, right, okay.
And I had an uncle who joined the guards from Durrus.
Oh, for goodness sake.
And they were actually related.
Okay.
So we had a mighty, we had a...
Yes, yeah.
And I eventually worked with him here in Cork afterwards.
Okay.
What is that place? Colharmony, yeah. But nothing arrived that day from...
nobody turned up.
No,
But
I suppose it was a contingency plan, really.
Right.
I mean, the Bloody Sunday was a horrible day.
Yes.
And then it was, you would know, it was going to flare up afterwards.
Yeah.
And
I
suppose they had these places if people had to run across or whatever or get out. They had these billets or these.
Yes.
It was like this one of these school reformatory schools.
Yeah.
It was down Black Line, I'd say.
Right, I wouldn't know.
I think we've done before we go.
Yeah.
But that was at another day, yeah, such.
Yeah.
But
now how long did you go? Were you up there a couple of times, or were you just?
I was only on one. But I have a feeling it was for 2 months.
Right. Okay.
Because of the Christmas, no one wanted to.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, and then you were young and you were.
Yeah.
Taught the way you were. And,
I know.
Well. I suppose the only good thing about it, there was extra money in it.
Right, okay.
You got subsistence allowance.
Okay.
And that was tax-free, and I suppose there was some bit of compensation for it.
Yeah.
But we would travel up and down to home then, I suppose, so long weekends off.
Yes, yeah.
And,
I wonder about at home, have you any sense of how your parents felt about
you
being up there?
No, I know, funny thing, I know, and... It is only now when you have children of your own that you can understand what they were thinking.
Yeah.
But I didn't. Because I had no fear, you know, you had no fear really.
Yeah.
Not in the slightest, like.
Yeah.
You know.
Would you have ever gone across the border then, Donal?
I'd say no.
Right.
No.
Because a number of the lads have said they went dancing and stuff, you know. I suppose it depended on where you were as well, you know.
No.
And the other thing as well, we talked about with a few people, was about a lot of young folks got caught up in drink because there was
a bit of drinking going on, all right, but I never drank until I won't tell you when I broke it, but I broke it anyway.
Eventually.
But I never drank at the time, and then I can imagine days of Christmas days and days like that.
Yeah.
You were saddled with
all
these things. But it didn't matter to me. I mean, you were there doing nothing, so you might as well be doing something.
Right, did you find anything else did you get to know any of the local people? Or I'm just wondering about, you know, you mentioned something about, you know, you'd be watching certain people or whatever. So, you know, how was that like in...
The phone was a thing that you'd have to dial...
Right.
You have to crank up the machine.
Mm.
There was no such thing as the dialing.
Yeah.
And you were taught to be careful about phone numbers, that you were it was alleged
right
that people were listening in.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, as I know from exchanges,
yes,
that can happen, like.
Yes.
And it was just be careful.
Just be careful what you were saying and stuff like that.
Because that was, I suppose, one of the IRA's avenues of getting
information. You know, you hadn't, and I'm just, you know, it's fine. I mean, I'm just thinking about that sense of kind of, I suppose, you know, down here there was so little crime, you know, and yet you, and then it was going up to where there was sort of like no, probably no IRA people and stuff like that. That it was just thinking like that. That must have been, I suppose, I wonder about the locals living, like the landlady, would you have ever talked about things like that, or was there any, you know, something happened, do you know, in the north, would there ever have been kind of much discussion with the locals?
It wouldn't
about
be it? That much discussion, right. Like, but, I mean, from what I understand after, the daughter married a guard, you know.
Oh, right.
But she was completely... You know, you felt completely at home with her.
Right, okay.
But then there was local guards staying with her as well, the two local guys.
Okay.
One of them actually was from Fermanagh.
Okay,
really? He was a native of Fermanagh, which was just across the border.
Yeah.
And I thought it was unusual.
Yes,
you
yeah.
You know, I did
think.
And, but I never mixed with...
Yeah. So it would have been like your,
people there,
yeah,
really, you know.
Yeah.
I suppose I'd say, you know, even that, I'd say what we did in the winter time when it snowed, we were playing cards.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
And it was harmless stuff.
I know. Yeah. What about a number of people have talked about, they've found the weather conditions.
Yeah, which are
difficult.
Yeah. Well, you hadn't any. You hadn't any, I suppose, great uniform like what I suppose they have up to today.
No Gore-Tex.
But still, it never bothered me that way. I felt I was absolutely delighted to join the Guards.
Right.
And since I was a child, I wanted to join the Guards.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And why was that? Was there family? Well, your uncle, you said, all right. No.
Well, he'd been uncle-in-law through marriage, but
all right,
there was no connection that way, but. And where I was from, we used to keep lodgers.
Right.
And there was always two or three guards in the house.
Right, yeah.
And I just had great respect for it.
Okay.
And since whatever I did,
That
was my aim at the time.
Right, okay.
And I remember joining and talking to the local fella below, and he said, look, he said, go in there now. He says, you'll be in there now. He says, for about 6 months or whatever it is. Keep your nose clean in there. He says, when you come out, he says, you'll have a good time.
Yes, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Yeah.
No, I mean, we all had ups and downs.
Yeah.
But, and when I left it, I had no problem in leaving.
Right. And where were you stationed most of the time, Donald?
Waterford for 3 years.
Right.
Butterfin for 10 months. My mother died.
Mm.
And I was transferred into the city.
Okay.
Into traffic.
Mm.
And I spent my last 9 years at immigration.
All right, okay. Mm. So would you have been up at the airport? So
yeah.
All right.
So it was lovely. Immigration was great for a start, but the influx came then and became stressful enough.
Right, okay.
People thought it was lovely because you were dressed up like, but could be stressful enough.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, I'd say, I'd imagine that, all right. Mm. Okay, Donald, sure, that's all right. Do you want to say anything about the story about the helicopter and the other thing?
Sure. It was one, I'd say a Thursday morning, I couldn't tell you what year now, but I said it was 72.
Right, yeah.
I was on 62 and hoping the 8 hours would go by, and because we were going home for the weekend.
Mm.
And we were going home with a fellow by the name of John Foley in his station back in...
Oh, I know John Foley,
John,
yeah.
And Kevin Barry.
I don't know Kevin
Brown. Stationed back in Skib.
No, didn't know.
Yeah, John's wife was from Skib. John used to end up in Bantry.
Yes, I know,
So, and so I was on an air, and around, I would say it was around 9:30 or 10, we could hear some hammering and like I suppose, machinery going below at the border, which would be down a narrow road from the village.
Okay.
But you could not actually see it.
Right.
So, I was in the car, and next thing the sergeant arrived, and he said, come on, he said, we'll go and we'll have a look to see what's happening. So I drove away, and he said, come up here now. He said, we'll have a vantage point here. And we drove up and in through a kind of, a small hill where there was furze and heather and that type of surface. And there was no, I don't think there was any kind of a road. So we stopped, and then we could look down, and we could see, not, I suppose, as the crow flies, they'd be about 400 or 500 yards away, the British Army, and I suppose reinforcing the barriers at this kind of border road.
Mm-hmm.
So we were there looking. We had a black Avenger car with no roof sign. And
so you couldn't be identified as
nothing.
Guards.
With only our uniform on us.
Yeah.
And well, it's a black car, and you know, you could be identified if you wanted to be. I suppose.
Right.
But,
yeah.
But there was no sign. Yeah. There were no signs of the car like they are today or anything.
Yeah.
So after about 10 minutes, and then we could hear shooting. Jeez. And no, it's hard to say where it came from, but it looked like as if it came from behind us. Firing across at the British army or whatever that was down there.
Yeah.
So, and next thing we could hear machine gun fire. Then,
were you not afraid?
Not really. Not a fear of my life. Like,
right. Yeah.
You know, you'd say, Christ, how am I going to? What's going to? I mean, I'm going to get out of here now.
Yeah.
You'd say that, all right?
Yeah.
But I never had nightmares about it.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that to me is afraid.
Yes, yeah, okay.
You know, so we lay on our, we got out of the car, we tore ourselves down the ground and kind of half under the car.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing there was a lull and it would come again from both sides.
Right.
We thought definitely it was the machine gun was from the north side.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think that it sounded like a rifle firing out to me from behind us, which would be the south side.
Mm-hmm.
And after there was a lull came in here, and the fellow was with me, and he says, come on, he says, we'll try and get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
So we put on our hats and would they see us with our caps on.
Right.
And I got into the car and tried to turn it. There was no space to turn it, I can recall, and I backing in. With this Avenger, and eventually headed slowly, drove slowly, as to say, you're no threat.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And got out of the place.
Yeah.
No, it took us, I suppose, by the time we got up off our belly into the car and all that, it took us 3 to 4 minutes before we'd say we got out of fire.
Yes.
And we went back down into the station, and the next thing, the helicopter arrived. And it was over us, and it was over, I would say it was over the station. Like,
right, so it was in Irish airspace,
we'd say. And I remember some local coming along, and he's saying, that shouldn't be up there. He says, that's over. And I was saying, what can I do about this at the prison? Go in there and make a complaint or whatever.
Yeah.
So, we were. We didn't take much notice. The fellow that was with me went in, and I suppose he notified the authorities.
Right, yeah.
I went in and I rang my mother and I said, we mightn't be home this evening. There's a kind of an incident here. And I mentioned cross border, and somebody shouted, he says, shut up, he says, don't say cross border.
Right.
He said, because this could be an international thing more than. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
We'll say a few...
An international incident.
It meant nothing to me, an incident per se, but it was some...
Yeah.
I suppose to us, an incident.
Yeah.
Seemingly it was on the 1 o'clock news, all right.
All right, okay.
And the people at home heard it when I came in.
Yeah.
So I finished my tour of duty at 2 o'clock, got into my car, three of us, and we drove off down to West Cork.
Yeah.
So I wasn't asked any more reports on it.
Right, okay. Okay, so Donald, should that...
Well, I just tell you one instance now.
Oh, do, yeah.
And this is just internal now.
Yes, yeah.
And there was this, a man in charge of us, we'd say, not in the station now, but we'd say from Manorhampton. He was come out visiting, doing a parade, and we'd parade in front of him every now and again. And this fella, who, he kind of a good clump of hair behind, you know, and he picked him and he said, "Hi," I won't mention his name now. He says, "You go away and get a haircut," he says. And this, to me, now was the first bit of someone talking to authority. He says, "I will, superintendent," he says, "when you forward to me," he says, "my advance of subsistence allowance."
Goodness, that was a threat to challenge.
And he was right. But he was right, like.
Yeah.
And your man had no.
Yeah.
But that's all he could pick him for.
Right.
Imagine, no, and we're above in the bar.
I know, yeah.
And this rubbish.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I can still remember that. But, and your man then, he was a bit of a, the gardener was a bit of a, you know, kind of a sloucher, like. Jesus, he became a gildy sergeant afterwards.
Is that right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kind of called in fellas himself, like.
All right, okay.
I hate that.
Yeah.
Fucking hate that.
I know, yeah.
I do, like.
Yeah, I know.
Jeez, if you're not your true yourself.
Yes, yeah.
If I ever got promoted, I don't think I'd change it either.
Yeah.
Sincerely.
Power, I'd say.
Oh, I think it's sick.
Yeah.
Oh, when I see this, I say, let's stop.
Okay, so that's grand, Donald.
Is that grand?
That's grand, Donald.